Looking for those inflation-busting deals? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A record number of shoppers expected in stores throughout the weekend.
Deloitte says this weekend we'll spend around $500 on average. That's up 12% from a year ago. But even though we're spending more, we're actually buying less because those dollars aren't going as far. We're getting less bang for our buck. Deloitte says we're buying 7 fewer gifts this weekend compared to 2021. They also found more shoppers this year are relying on credit cards and buy now, pay later programs.
Fox's Grady Trimble. Capacity crowds turned out of the Chicago Premium Outlet Mall on Friday. Fox 32 reports police had to close the entrances and block access to the parking for a while. Adobe Analytics predicts Americans who let their fingers do the shopping will spend $11 billion online on Cyber Monday. A scare Friday at a Walmart store in Lumberton, North Carolina, when someone started shooting. Police responded, found neither a shooter nor victims, but surveillance video showed the shooter fleeing the store. One victim later turned up at a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In Chesapeake, Virginia, police say Andre Bing, the Walmart supervisor who killed 6 co-workers Tuesday, left an explanation on his cell phone.
In the note released by police this morning, Bing reportedly said why he killed, writing, "The associates gave me evil, twisted grins, mocked me, and celebrated my downfall the last day. That's why they suffered the same fate as me."
Fox's Mark Meredith reports Bing also blamed his parents for not paying closer attention to what he called his social deficits. The Federal Communications Commission has voted unanimously to block the import and sale of certain technology products that pose a national security risk. That includes certain Chinese-made video surveillance systems and communications equipment made by the Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
U.S.-led coalition forces in northeast Syria under attack Friday as 2 rockets landed near their Syrian outpost. U.S. Central Command says there were no injuries. Iran is bolstering its security along its border with Iraq.
Special forces and armored units from Iran are being sent to the country's northern border with Iraq. State media reports the Iranian government is trying to prevent infiltration and weapon smuggling from Kurdish opposition groups exiled in Iraq. Tehran claims those groups are orchestrating countrywide anti-government protests, though the Kurdish groups deny it. Iraq recently issued directives for strengthening security on its side of the border to stop bombardments from Iran. Much of Iran has been on edge as anti-government protests have broken out after the death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman who died shortly after her arrest by Iran's morality police. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
In Ukraine, nearly a dozen civilians are reported dead in the latest Russian rocket attacks on the city of Kherson. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine calls the continuing Russian attacks a war crime. 2 banks are now tangled up in the sex scandal of the late financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase are facing federal class action lawsuits filed on Thanksgiving in New York by women who claim the banks helped Jeffrey Epstein finance a sex trafficking operation. The Wall Street Journal reports they allege Epstein paid them and others large sums of money for sex acts involving Epstein and some of his friends, and that the banks ignored red flags and allowed the cash payments to go through for years. Epstein committed suicide in a New York City jail in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex abuse charges. His longtime companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, was convicted last year of helping groom underage victims for Epstein. Deutsche Bank called the allegations without merit. No comment from J.P. Morgan Chase. Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.